Good morning and happy Sabbath to each of you. It certainly is a blessing to be here, not just to be in the house of the Lord on his perfect day, for that in itself is truly an awesome blessing. But it's a blessing, and I am thankful to be here with friends and family again. God has been good. My mother has been telling me that you've been taking good care of her. And for that, I'm grateful, because it's good to know that she's comfortable and happy with her church family. I'm also thankful that my children, I better say young adults, Tania and Stephen, are here today, home from Southern. Tania and Stephen, stand and bring us greetings from Southern Adventist University. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I have a lot to be thankful for. This is my testimony. I understand and I realize my unworthiness. And in the midst of my sin, even, God is still blessing me. He's blessing me continuously. I'm a single mom, and he has enabled me to have both these young people in our Seventh-day Adventist University, receiving a Christian education. And for this, I'm thankful. My soul rejoices. I lift my hands in praise to the Lord today and thanksgiving, because he's good. And I can also say about these two young people of mine that they are Christians, because they're not out in the street, and they could be. They're not being promiscuous. They're not at the clubs, and they are truly striving to be what God has called them to be. And in these days, that's a blessing. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it's just me, your daughter, your humble servant, asking you to open my mouth and use me to your glory, so that your people may receive the blessing and the message that you have prepared for them. And all of God's people said, amen. This week, we celebrated the Thanksgiving holiday, yes? And this is the time of year where, for one day, the world pauses for a moment and expresses thankfulness. Typically, they will invite family and friends over, and they'll have a big feast, maybe a big turkey and stuffing, and macaroni and cheese, collard greens, candied yams. Well, you get the picture. I think you're reminiscing from this past Thursday. But a big family dinner. And, you know, maybe they'll gather around the table and join hands, and each one may say what they're thankful for. Maybe the head of the house will have a prayer of thanksgiving. And then they'll eat and laugh and talk and eat and talk and hopefully enjoy one another's company. And then they'll depart and return to their various homes. And maybe some of us did just this past Thursday, and that's all well and good, but is eating and overeating and laughing and talking and having a good time truly the spirit of thankfulness? Well, let's look at our scripture reading that we read this morning, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. And can I ask someone to read that for me? Just verses 1 through 3, Romans chapter 12. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing unto the Lord. What are living sacrifices? How can we be living sacrifices? You know, isn't it living the life of Christ as he lived? And we know that Christ lived a life of love and care and concern for others rather than himself. He would preach and teach, oftentimes denying himself food and rest. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He fed the hungry, clothed the naked. This is the example that he set for us. And in giving thanks unto God for all that he has done for us by living a life that is holy and pleasing to him, like Christ, we are living sacrifices, sending up unto the Lord a pleasing aroma in our good deeds, our kind words, and especially in our praises. All are pleasing unto the Lord. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10. Verses 6 through 8. And I'd like for someone to read this verse. Matthew chapter 10, verses 6 through 8. He called his disciples to him and gave him authority to do many things in his name. Freely ye have received, freely give. Freely you have received the love of Christ, his watch care, his blessings of food, homes, transportation, education. Freely ye have received, freely give. And aren't these the things that we're thankful for? If I were to ask you to think of three things that you're thankful for, you might say, my home, my car, my job. Someone else might say, I'm thankful for my spouse, my children, you know, my family as a whole. Wherever your mindset is, wherever your treasure is. But someone might say, I'm thankful for my life. I'm thankful for Jesus dying on the cross for me. I'm thankful for the day that I accepted the truth and was baptized into the family of God. Now, that's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that about 48 years ago, my mother was invited to a small mission in Red Hook, New York. And she was given Bible studies, and she accepted the truth and was baptized. And she took me and my sister to church every Sabbath. And we were brought up in that church we were nurtured. And I'm so thankful that she accepted the truth, because had she not, I might not be standing here today. I might not have the relationship with God that is so very real to me. And for this, I'm thankful. It's a blessing. And you're blessed. You're blessed that you had the wisdom of God to be in his house today. For we know that there are people who don't know God. There are people who don't have the warmth and love and support of family. They weren't able to have that big Thanksgiving dinner that many of us had Thursday because they're homeless. Or because maybe somewhere along the way they made some wrong choices or decisions and headed down a path of destruction. You know, with the economy being what it is today, we know that there are people who've lost their jobs, lost their homes. But we are blessed, and the Lord has lavished his blessings upon us. If you sit and think about it, if you begin to count the blessings that you have, naming them one by one, we're blessed. And in return, in the spirit of thankfulness, we must bless others in the same manner in which God has blessed us. But along with this command to live as he lived and to care for others as he did, also comes a warning. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Tania, would you read that for us? You can always call on your family. Yes. Thank you. Not to be seen by men to receive their glory. It's because it's a heart matter. The Lord God has given us free will. We are not robots or puppets to be manipulated by him or Satan. We choose to do good or evil. He wanted it that way, so that it would be a real love relationship, so that you would choose him because you love him, that you would choose to follow in his footsteps because you love him, that you would walk in righteousness from the depths of your heart because you love him. It's a heart matter. So when we give of ourselves to feed the hungry and to clothe the naked, it's not that we should be lifted up or thought highly of, or that we should get an award or an article be written about us, but it's because the love of God lives within our hearts. 1 John chapter 3, verses 9 through 10 says, this is how we know who the children of God are, because God's seed, which is Jesus Christ, remains in them. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. Now that's scripture. When we recognize the depth of God's love, when we recognize his mercy and accept the forgiveness he freely offers us, we immediately begin to thank God for all that he's done for us. And that's a good thing. But if God has forgiven us, then what right do we have not to turn and forgive our fellow man? Do we have a right based on skin color, on creed, financial status, intellect? We're talking about the spirit of thankfulness today. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Do we pray this prayer? Well, be mindful of what you ask for. For Lord have mercy if he should forgive us in the same manner in which we forgive others. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. And would someone read that for us? Amen. This is the spirit of love, helping our brother, putting his needs above our own. And we know that God is love. God loved us first, and he showed his love among us by sending his one and only Son, that we might live through him, returning that love by loving one another. And so God's love is then made complete in us. The spirit of thankfulness. Well, let's look at some more specific ways we can share the spirit of thankfulness. In Romans chapter 12, verses 4 through 8. And I'm going to ask someone. Someone read that for us? Now, if we have someone in the church that we feel is personable, we call them a people person, and we put them out front as the church hostess, right? They have that warm smile and warm embrace. It's a gift. Not everybody can be the church hostess. Undoubtedly, there are in every church a Sister X. And everybody knows you can't make Sister X the church hostess. But it's a gift. And this being women's ministry, let's look at the deaconess, the mothers of the church. Women that are wise and virtuous with a quiet dignity. They set the right example for our younger women, or all the women in the church, as they serve in an orderly fashion. It's a gift. Not everyone can be a deaconess. And we would not forget our men. We're thankful for the elders and the pastor as they lead us and guide us, the deacons as they serve and protect and keep things in order. Each one of us working together in the spirit of thankfulness, using our gifts to the glory of God. Let's take a look at Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. And we'll ask two people. The first person can read 14 through 22, and the second person can read the remainder through 30.
But he that had received one went and beat in the burden and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants coming and reckoned with him. And so he that had received 5 pounds came and brought other 5 pounds, saying, Lord, thou deliverest of me in 5 pounds. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 pounds more. His Lord said unto him, Well done.
Amen. Now we don't want to be like that lazy servant who buried his one talent in the ground. We want to live in the spirit of thankfulness, giving glory to God by using the gifts and blessings that he has given us to bless others. Here in the church, in the community, before the world. Look at Oprah. Yes, Oprah. Look at the millions of people she reaches every day and the impact that she has on them. Wouldn't it be amazingly wonderful if she was actually working for the Lord? I speaking for him? We need to be reaching more people. We need to be making an impact upon people. We have a great work to do, my friends, but unfortunately, a short time left in which to do it. When the Lord looks down upon us, he's pleased only to see that we reflect his image. Because when he returns, he's coming for people who walk and talk and live like Him. Only by striving to live the life of Christ here and now can we prepare ourselves to live with Him throughout eternity. We must be kingdom people right now. A distinct and peculiar people, free from all worldly policy and behavior. There's no more time for blending in. We can't blend in any longer. The line of demarcation must be distinct. Sister White tells us in her writings, Our High Calling, that we are to show that we are seeking to work in harmony with heaven, in preparing the way of the Lord. We are to bear witness to all nations, kindreds, and tongues that we are a people who love the Lord and fear God, a people who keep holy the seventh-day Sabbath. And we are to show plainly that we have full faith that our Lord is coming soon in the clouds of heaven. I believe we've lost this. I believe we've lost focus. But it's time to return back to where we first believed. When the word of God was like fire shut up in our bones, and we just wanted to run and tell somebody. Do you remember that? In the beginning, when we loved the Lord so much that we desired to be holy. We live in a time now where people are quite proud not to be holy. But we must take a stand and live a life that is pleasing to the Lord, so, and hurry up and finish this work so Christ can come. Let us fully surrender ourselves to the Lord and allow Him to purify us so that we can be that pleasing aroma that ascends to heaven, to the throne of grace. With the spirit of thankfulness, living the life of Christ, helping others, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, encouraging the downhearted, teaching, preaching, witnessing, sharing all the love that Christ has given us. We can do it. By the grace of God, we can do it. And this is the spirit of thankfulness.